Oh my gosh. Wow, that's embarrassing. So I've been, you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm Tyler, and I forgot to turn the microphone on, so I've actually been talking for 3 solid minutes to myself. So sorry about all the dead air you were experiencing. It's because I am sleepy and very out of it. That's bad. I know you're not supposed to leave the radio on dead air for multiple minutes. That was not intentional. I truly thought I was broadcasting my voice. Anyways, this is Worst Boys Guild. So sorry about the confusing silence. We're back now. WMFO is back. Welcome to the show. I guess I'll just go back over the past 3 minutes of talking that I did. This is really embarrassing for me. Basically, I'm sleepy. I had a late night last night. Very thankful for the day off today. Weather is beautiful. What else did I say? I did the radio ID, station ID. And then I was just introducing the fact that, like, I did have a late night last night. And you know, like, when you wake up after a late night and you're just like, I know I did something regrettable. It turns out I did do something regrettable just now and leave the radio silent for a long time. But anyways, you know, like, you wake up and you're like, I know I did something horribly regrettable and terrible, even though my late night was literally sitting with friends in my living room. I'm like, I know something's up. That's just how my brain chemistry gets when I don't sleep enough. So I wake up and I'm feeling this way. I'm like, okay, I need to go over every single thing I said in the 6 hours of hanging out with friends. And while I'm thinking through this, I get a text from an unrecognized number that just says, good morning, and nothing else. So of course I panic. Why would somebody whose number I don't have be texting me good morning and not like, this is so-and-so, or just texting me with more of an express motivation, texting me with like what they want from me? Just good morning. I respond, good morning, who is this? And nothing back yet. So I'm fully convinced that this is my like Pretty Little Liars moment, like a text moment. Like, blackmail is happening. Something is amiss. I know that's probably not the case, but that's how my morning's going. I'm a very paranoid man. And now I've said all of that twice. Once to myself and once to the however many 29 listeners we had who spent 2 minutes being very confused and thinking that WMFO had like exploded or something, had been hit by a meteor or something. Or like a remote show had failed to start or something. I don't know. We're fine. I'm just not good at radio. That's truly it. Anyways, I should get some music playing. I've been thinking too hard. Let me break out my computer and see what music I like. What music do I like? I, over the weekend, got very frustrated at, I use Last.fm, and I just got re-frustrated at having to, like, hand type all the songs that play on WMFO and the Last.fm, which I don't have to. I could just not be so plugged in. I know this. I could just not upload everything I do at all times to the internet. But that doesn't always feel like an option for me. Sometimes I feel like my option is create a code thing. Create a program that does my Last.fm for me from WMFO. So, like, yeah. Well, because I was typing all these scrabbles and I was like, this is literally just like a table, like an HTML table on the internet. This seems very easy to automate. And in reality, I was correct. It was very easy to automate. So that's how I spent part of my weekend, which is so funny because I have so much coding in my life that I am responsible for that I don't do. And instead of doing any of it, I chose to spend like hours on a silly little WMFO Last.fm tool that actually works on other Spinitron stations. Like, Spinitron works the same everywhere, so it also works on the schedule for Barnard College's, home to my pretty girlfriend and her radio show, Barnard College's radio station. So that's exciting. That's my WMFO related news for the weekend. I need to like post the link to that somewhere. What else? New music wise, a friend last night, just out, very unexpected from her, honestly, just recommended Down Under Country Mix, which is like a, I don't know if you've heard of this. It's on SoundCloud, and it's a 40-minute EDM country mix that I will not be playing on this show, but that's what I opened my computer to. I need to find, need to listen to that. Need to see what I think. Let's see. But for the moment, let me close Instagram. Let me play. There's so many options. So many options. I'm gonna play some Softie. I'm gonna play Oh No by Softie, which is a long, much longer song than I usually play on the radio. But, you know, I'm sleepy today. I don't know what to say. This is going to be a very sleepy show for me.
What if you felt the way I felt about you? Oh, what if I kissed you right here? Kissed you right here? What if I felt? What if you felt? It's a shadow of the dreams I have about us left.
So as I'm sure everybody could have guessed about my mysterious text that I got earlier, they finally did reply, and it's somebody who has a wrong number. They called me Anne, which is not my name. I'm Tyler. So today's not my Pretty Little Liars pilot episode moment. Thankfully, I don't really need that kind of excitement in my life. I don't like excitement. I'm a little bit boring. Anyways, got a request. Doesn't happen for me very often. That's exciting. Enjoy Fast Times by Sabrina Carpenter. Pretty new release. I have not heard it. Oh, wait. Let me find a radio edit first, though. I am aware that the first minute of the last track I played was very quiet. So, I really don't need a strike three of mistakenly playing a not radio edited song. Anyways, now enjoy Fast Times by Sabrina Carpenter.
Sun's up too soon like daylight savings. Mixed emotions are coming. Picturing us in all these places, ahead of myself's an understatement. Sky looks sober, but I can taste it. Couple days and I call you baby. Three stories up, you're contemplating, but what the f*** is patience?
All right, that was good. Nice. Thanks for the request. I have not listened to Sabrina Carpenter. I only know her from Olivia Rodrigo, from being the other girl to Olivia Rodrigo. But she seems great. She's killing it. There's a song that I thought was explicit, but it looks like maybe it's clean. So here's Girls Love Rod Wave by Scory.
Back to back days, girl, do you miss me when I'm gone? Just been busy and alone. Times I wish you would just hit me, come along. Go get dressed and call me, baby, come and get me. Hit the road, I can't wait to make it home. Get in my room, take off your clothes. I hope you get in your feelings to this song. It's a message for your heart. I just wanted you to listen when I'm gone. Hard cold, snowfalls make you shiver through the storm. Time froze, I've been waiting all winter for your love. Look, I know girls love Broadway. Girls are the party. Girls are the drink, then they think and they call me. That's when we linking. You tell me you sorry. I know it's easy to leave me the hard way. I come from the streets, I mean beepers and hallways. I know I love deep like the sea in the Arctic. Stay out the ceiling while she listening to Broadway. Girls love listening to she Broadway. She asked if you're not ready for what you want my loving for. Seem like we never reached whatever we've been running towards. She think as she screaming, then her feelings going unignored. And where she found the last, she could get a 100 just more. Just wanna tell you that I heart you dearly. Like, can you hear me? I wrote this on a plane, just wishing you could get near me. Girl, you keep me sane, my heart has been feeling weary. Trauma in my brain, I'm hoping that you can heal me. Lately I've been saved, cause I was up in that field deep. I never change, I always give you the real me. You know the saying, you sow it, that's what you will reap. Heart feeling strained, so broken that it could kill. Look, I know girls love Broadway. Girls are the party. Girls are the drink, then they think and they call me. That's when we link and you tell me you sorry. I know it's easy to leave me the hard way. I come from the streets, I mean beepers and hallways. I know I love deep like the sea in the Arctic. Stay out the ceiling while she listening to Broadway. Girls love listening to Broadway.
I just want to know who's responsible for tagging songs as explicit on Tidal, because that was correctly not tagged as explicit, and then I queued up another song that incorrectly was not tagged as explicit. Like, this is why I have to stay paranoid. This is why. They sneak up on you. If the tagging were just correct, I wouldn't have to read the lyrics of every song that I can't quite remember whether it's explicit or not. But I do. I'm out here on AZ lyrics every 3 minutes. For no, who's, it's 2022. Should be more doable. Anyways, with that in mind, I'm going to shift gears a little bit, because I put together a nice cue. And then I discovered that I didn't have as much time as I thought I did to find more songs because of the, you know, being explicit thing. But it happens sometimes. Now I just have to decide. I feel like I have been finding new music lately, including that song. Most of it's not clean. I'm feeling a little bit jealous of, like, the internet radio besties right now. But, you know, I also, like, I feel powerful having, like, a real radio tower for me to think that I'm talking into and then not talk into. The next evolution in my text saga, is actually really funny, because Joanna, the person who texted me mistakenly, is way too apologetic. She says, Oh my god, I think this is a misunderstanding. I just checked my mobile phone number and there's only one digit difference between your number and Anne's. My mistake has caused you any inconvenience, for which I am deeply sorry. I'm appreciative. It's okay. Girl, it's okay. I am now paranoid again, because I'm like, is this real? Like, do people really react this way to texting a wrong number? What's going on? I've decided to be as paranoid about this as humanly imaginable. And so far, I'm doing a great job. Something just seems fishy. Something just seems up. And I know that the only thing that's up is I need to sleep more, but I don't know. I'm trying to decide what, if I want to do like pop or do like soft indie music. But I'm bad at making decisions today. This is really bad radio that I'm producing today, but I'm producing it and I'm proud of myself. Let's do Sun June. Let's do Easy by Sun June. Very confusing. Tidal's being very confusing with me. Let's see if Tidal decides to break at this exact moment.
Thank you. Something more than what's beyond your desk. Something more than what you'd ever guess. I wanna take a trip and hear the songs every town has got to sing.
I hadn't noticed until just now that Diners was part of Asian Man Records, the same label as my former obsession, embarrassing obsession, AJJ. So that's cool, I guess. Here's to hoping that AJJ also comes out as a trans woman. Haha, just kidding. Except that would be epic. And then if AJJ was a woman, I could feel way less embarrassed about being a fan. Consider it. Then maybe, you know, not that being trans is contagious. I'm just saying that AJJ and Diners have probably met. Something to consider. I feel very genuinely in my heart that this wrong number text I received this morning is a prank. Because I was suspecting it before. I was suspecting it before, and I responded to Joanna's overly apologetic, whoops, I have a wrong number text, with no problem. And her response is, haha, comma, thank you for understanding, comma, you are a polite gentleman friend. The problem, I feel that it's a prank. The problem is it doesn't work as a prank. Also, it's a California number. It's area code 628. I was able to see earlier that it's California, but I didn't see where in California. So 628 area code. San Francisco, Bay Area. Okay. I don't know that many people from the Bay Area, and none of whom are, like, close, like, would be the type to prank me. And it also doesn't work as a prank, because they haven't gotten me to behave in any way outside of the norm. I've been very normal through this and just been receiving, like, funny, odd texts about somebody getting me mistaken for Anne. And, like, so are there people out there who would actually call a stranger a polite gentleman friend? Or is somebody in my life, like, if you are in my life, and, unrelated text, if you were in my life and you think that, like, this is funny, you're right, it is. But there's no reason, like, there's no opening in this text conversation for the other end to be like, haha, I got you. This was a prank the whole time. Because I haven't been, it doesn't work as a prank. I've just been texting. So if you're in my life and you somehow thought this would work as a prank, maybe the prank was getting me to talk about it on the radio, but truly it's because I have nothing else to talk about. And I want to dissect what's going on here. If you started out to prank me, just know that I won't be sending any more texts to Joanna. You can let me know. And if I don't hear from anybody in my life, I guess I'll just assume that there is somebody in or from the Bay Area who calls strangers a polite gentleman friend for almost no reason. In response to me just saying, no problem. I don't get it. But I'm happy to have shared this saga with you guys. It's a much better resolution than... What? Oh, my girlfriend has been texting me the whole time saying, it was me. I'm just kidding. But she wants to... Epiphany, you missed the first half of the radio show. But Epiphany makes a great point that the best way to confess would be to call in. So if you've been texting me under the guise of Joanna, please call in and just explain why you thought it would be funny. It was funny. It was funny, but I want to know why you thought it was funny. You know? Anyways, moving on. Senior Bar Night, super spreader event. One of my friends has been in a cold war with her housemates because they totally tried to, like, gaslight her and make her think she was crazy for wanting them to wear masks around her after Senior Bar Night. And they got in enough of a fight about it that it didn't matter if they wore masks in the house because they weren't talking anyways. And so my friend has been kept very safe from not seeing or having contact with her Senior Bar Night classmates or housemates. And one of them just tested positive for COVID. So, you know, sometimes the best safety measure is a fight, is getting in a quarrel or disagreement. Sometimes it's what you gotta do to cover your back, I guess. Don't go to Senior Bar Night. It should be obvious. I think it's absolutely astounding that administration hasn't put a stop to Senior Bar Night when they could easily figure out who is throwing massive parties for profit when over 4% of this campus currently has COVID and the isolation period has been shortened to 5 days. So half of those people are on the tail end of what should be isolation, out free, roaming the streets of Medford. None of it makes any sense. People, with all this going on, people are throwing massive parties as a side hustle just for money. And administration is doing absolutely nothing about it besides sending emails that are like, please don't go to Senior Bar Night. It makes no sense. I did not read the, like, COVID agreement they have us all sign before every semester about how we're going to, like, follow COVID guidelines. But I feel like Senior Bar Night should be covered in that. I feel like throwing, like, hosting Senior Bar Night should be covered by our silly little agreement about not, like, jeopardizing this whole campus. Like, very admirable of Tufts to still be transparent about their COVID numbers. When one thing to note is that the overall percentage of Tufts people covered by, like, in the testing regime with COVID is always an underestimate because it includes people like on other campuses and people who like only get tested every week because they're just like staff or part-time. If you scroll down to the test results breakdown, you will see that nearly, even though the overall percent positive is like under 2%, the Medford Somerville rate of COVID positivity is nearly 5%. So nearly 1 in 20 people here had... I'm just going to find and read the wash your hands PSA. I mean, looking at the COVID dashboard makes me want to wash my hands this week. Maybe I'll put on a long song so I can go give my hands a good scrub. I didn't know that they had shortened the isolation period to 5 days until recently. I think that's, you know, because they uninstalled one of the mods and are now hemorrhaging money from having to rent hotel rooms. It's a lot. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control's top tip for fending off the flu, coronavirus, and colds. Oh, this is updated. 2 years ago, but it's updated. For fending off the flu, coronavirus, and colds. is to wash your hands. That's not their top tip. It's not. Their top tip is to get vaccinated. Everyone knows this. But wash your hands. But wash your hands. One of their top tips is to wash your hands. To protect yourself, you should wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds, especially after going to the bathroom, before eating, and after blowing your nose, coughing, or sneezing. The CDC also advises avoiding touching your eyes, nose, and mouth unless you've just washed your hands. Covering any cough or sneeze you have with a tissue, then throwing the tissue in the trash. Avoiding close contact with people who are sick, and finally, if you do get sick, staying home so you won't infect others. ... A public health message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Okay, the internet radio people are really missing out on the PSA binder. I'll say it. That is one thing that traditional radio really wins on. I think the internet radio people over at Barnard should just get their own binder and read PSAs, like, for fun. I think you should. Somebody wrote on the back of hand washing PSA, ladder PSA is absolutely goated with the 100 emoji. And then another person wrote, hello, anyone reading this? Hope you're doing well because I'm feeling alive right now at the ripe time of 2:34 a.m. It's not quite me last night, but almost. Almost. Like 2 a.m. Please wash your hands. The not touching your face detail is an underrated one, but I don't know if you guys remember this, but like early like articles about mask wearing when it first became like the thing, where that like, yes, it stops your breath from getting on people. Another underrated mask benefit is that it like stops you from touching your mouth and your nose, and by extension usually like your eyes. Like I feel like I just don't touch my face that much when I'm wearing a mask, except to adjust the mask. Anyways, let's see. Yeah, my pretty girlfriend who does internet radio just asked me to send the dried fruit PSA. So I guess, you know, that's, yeah, of course, sure thing. Here's music. Here's Radio Silence by Pictoria Vark. I'm playing a lot of things that I've played on the show as recently as 2 weeks ago, but what are you going to do? What are you going to say? You could call in. I love getting callers. If you have a problem with my repetition, if you're like, I remember 2 weeks ago during this hour of the week you played this song, I will mostly just be impressed at your powers of memory. So call in if you want to, you know, prove how good at remembering stuff you are. Or just listen to Radio Silence by Pictoria Vark.
Sisyphus only takes so much. Ready when you are. We can grab food when it's done. This off. like the old paintings I preserve. Look at me in disbelief, I'm selling out, I'm not complete.
else to talk about. Epiphany, can you text me with something to talk about? Need to not leave dead air again. Let me just keep checking my phone and seeing if anything interesting happens in my life. I just discovered, to my surprise, that I networked last night and then forgot that I had networked. But I'm not much of a networking person when it comes to, like, asking for jobs. But I'm huge into networking when it's like, let me get you a job. Like, I forgot that last night, very late into the night, with one of my friends I was hanging out with. I was like, please let me put you up for a job at my company. You'd be so good for it. Like, you don't have an internship already, do you? Oh, you do? Oh, no. Well, in another year, if you need another internship, just let me know. I will get you a job. And then she casually was like, I've considered PMing for Jumbo Code. And I was like, you've got it. I'm going to recommend you right now. Like, you're totally going to get it. You're so overqualified. And then sent a recommendation for her. Like... networked. I sent in a recommendation. It was to Jumbo Code that was like, this girl would be a great PM at 1 a.m. If anybody wants to know, I do feel regret. I do feel that I behaved in a way that was weird. But if anybody wants to know, like, the level of, like, regrettable things that I do or say, it's just that I think, like, when I get drunk, or no, I don't, when I get late at night, I start networking, which is very odd of me. This is an actual garbage fire of a radio show. I might, you know, let's see if Worst Boys Guild survives this one. I've broken many rules of radio, but I am very much sleepy. And also in my right mind, in my senses today, I promise. Just making a lot of allusions to last night. And partying. And making... apparently all the regrettable things I do when I party happen the next morning when I go try to still do my radio show. Post-party. Very sleepy. No filter. But I promise I am fully in my senses. Responsible. Just tired. Just gonna go home and take a long nap. I'm probably gonna buy a calzone on the way home. Go home, eat my calzone, take a long nap. Hope that I don't get menacing emails from WMFO tomorrow about having done a very bad job at radio and talking. But you know, wish me luck. Pray for me. And I hope you guys have a great week. I hope you guys' week has gotten off to a better start than mine. I'm gonna go enjoy this wet weather, eat a snack or a meal, and sleep and drink water. And it's gonna be fantastic. I hope you all do what you need to do to take care of yourselves as well. I thought it was gonna be a big studying day. And apparently it's going to be a big self-care day for me. But it's what you got to do at times. Anyways, this has been Worst Boys Guild. Putting the emphasis on worst. This has been the Worst Boys Guild. I'm Tyler. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. Have a great day.
She was thirsty, I was hungry for a star with somebody who wouldn't break my heart like the last one, but this one. She plays for all the marbles, her Nietzsche books are conversation starters. And damn, I think I loved her from the first sight. I saw the light, the clouds opened up, rest in peace, good night. All of the good ones. Yeah. jazz guitar, which she dies down on the whammy bar. She'll be stuck on repeat, repeat in my head. Got me checking my pulse, making sure I'm not dead. Oh yeah.
Session going here.
I'm rocking bopping tables and record labels. Can y'all